Prospective brides and grooms have one reason to look forward to June. Commentator Eric Newsom has another.
This is my favorite time of year. It has nothing to do with warm temperatures, blue skies, or long days, but has everything to do with cheerleader camp. Mind you, cheerleader camp is not something that I attend. Cheerleader camp is actually something I've never even seen. To me, cheerleader camp is a sound that rolls across the hills between the practice fields across the street and the building where I work. Every day, for 6 weeks, the muggy summer air is filled with the sound of cheerleaders. At the end of the school year, when the dorms across from my office empty of college students, unwashed clothing, and discarded beer cans, they are used by small groups for conferences, programs, and the like. For the next several weeks, groups of young girls will gather for days of intense training in how to be a cheerleader. They work morning, noon, and night, practicing cheers and routines, learning how to jump higher, kick straighter, and get more friction on those pom-poms. Sometimes they all practice together, other times they perform in small groups, followed by roars of applause and encouragement from the rest. Every morning when I arrive for work, they are cheering. In the middle of the day, as I come and go for lunch, there they are, cheering away. When I was in high school, I disdained the cheerleaders. I was a seeker of truth and was disgusted by all things that seemed fake or hypocritical, which at age 17 was pretty much everything. The cheerleaders were the epitome of artificial happiness. They would walk around on game days in their color-coordinated outfits and wear buttons featuring their favorite fight slogans or athlete's picture. During pep rallies and games, they would perform all their routines to really pump up the players and fans. They were so happy. How plastic, I thought. Do they really think all this happiness is doing any good? In the 16 years since I graduated from high school, I've learned to lighten up a little. And now, when I hear the cheerleaders at camp across the street, I love to fantasize that they are cheering for me. As I walk in the door each morning, they are there, telling me to go, 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 fight, fight, fight. When I leave the building to go to a meeting, they are telling me, you can do it, we believe in you. On several occasions, I've even opened my window during the day for a little extra dose of enthusiasm. There they are, cheering me on when I can't finish that report, telling me I'm NUMBER, number one. When the phone won't stop ringing and I don't know how I'll keep up, my cheerleaders are there, saying I'm the man. If I can't do it, no one can. I have come to see cheerleader camp as a celebration. A celebration of a time when you were certain that with the right amount of enthusiasm, you could do anything. A time when you weren't ashamed to show support for something you believed in. A time when having color-coordinated sweaters and socks really meant something special. Now, I understand that these girls stand out there in the hot sun, day after day, practicing over and over and over, because they truly believe they can make a difference. If you only knew, ladies. If you only knew.
Eric Newsom works for NPR member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. He comes to us with help from the public radio website, transom.org. ¶¶